Thank you. It was on the second floor, on the corner of the street. I used to get drunk and throw the radio through the window while it was playing. And, of course, it would break the glass in the window. And the radio would sit there on the roof, still playing, and I'd tell my woman, oh, what a marvelous radio.
They transduced amplitude modulation.
We are not here to keep people from being stupid. Once they're stupid, we can pick up the pieces. But we're not going to stop people from having whatever experience they want to have.
You aren't quite serious in America yet. You haven't got the war right under your chips, and the consequences you can still play. Yes, I guess terror. Conflict.
You think that's good or bad?
It's a natural thing to do until you're right up against it.
So it ceases to be a game.
And then it ceases to be a game.
Don't get too near that leak. You wouldn't want to wind up in the other universe, would you?
So here's this sort of radiophonic form of radiance where you have these technologies and people connected to other people. It is not merely a product of radio and radio technologies and other 20th century technologies, but it goes back to sort of pre-Socratic philosophers and their attempt to figure out exactly sort of how we're connected.
We don't want to pay DJs, we don't want to program our station, we don't want to do news.
They continued to broadcast, and these facilities were attacked by armed gunmen who basically shot up the transmitters and other equipment and silenced that public radio TV system that the people were using.
All I need is a hand in space. All right, let you know that we are violating Part 15 of the rule.
We are at war with our own government, and it's no longer a democracy, and that in order to win any war, you need to be able to shoot, move, and communicate. And even if you can't shoot or move, if you can communicate, you can keep your ass from getting shot and, you know, understand how to move safely. And I really feel like communication is the key point to winning this war.
What we've seen is the radio and television industry taken over by basically a military-industrial complex that sees it as a weapon and is not going to allow that weapon in the hands of people who will challenge the power and authority of the interests that be.
It could be.
Well, very few cases at all. Really a incident out in Iowa.
Look, gentlemen, practice these words in front of the mirror. Although we are constantly exploring the subject, currently, there is no direct evidence that links cell phone usage to brain cancer.
It's a wire! It's a wire!
The technology to make your own radio station is getting cheaper and cheaper.
This idea to create own equipment is a very heavily challenging because the last death penalty for using a transmitter was in the 50s.
I'm broadcasting on all AM frequencies.
We've seen both in Afghanistan and in Iraq, one of the first things that the government does is start their own micro pirate radio station. I guarantee you they never went to any bureaucracy in Afghanistan or Iraq and requested permission to begin broadcasting their messages across that country.
People on the radio with loud messages, silent radio television with often images.
Flight controllers here looking very carefully at the situation. Obviously a major malfunction.
Thank you.
Charles shit, don't do it.
Yeah.
Andrew Barker on drums. Thanks to Free 103 and Summer Winds.
I was just going to throw my bag in the trunk. Okay. So.
Thank you.
special guest Matt Lavelle. Today on NPR, featuring 3103 Wave Farm Festival, how do you feel about America? Thank you.
Andrew Barker on drums, special guest Matt Lavelle on trumpet, and Charles Waters on saxophone. Sparkle Project's special Summer Winds presentation.
Check, check. Yeah, that's right. The fire is on. If you want a burger, the fire is on.